Thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity to be my highest self. Just even saying those words reminds me that life isn't what I think it is. That there's always a new, fresh way to see life every single day. It's not what my mind is telling me when I get up in the morning. Thank you for that freedom. Freedom from the bondage of self that makes me think that I know all about life and what a thing is going to do today and how things are going to turn out. And I really have no idea. Life is a mystery. And I get to live in the mystery. Thank you, God. I get to live in a mystery today and watch it unfold. Life unfolds in front of my eyes every day. Unless I program it with a rerun from yesterday, which I do quite often. You know, but if I get up in the morning and recognize that I have an opportunity to start my day with rededication to experiencing life to its fullest today, that I can rededicate myself to having a vision of God's will for me in this day, if I put it that way. But I used to say those words, and for me it seemed like something from the outside was going to come from the come into me, and that maybe I'd have, you know, God would throw me a crumb or two from heaven, you know. And it's like, now I realize that the kingdom of heaven is within, and all I have to do is recognize it. It isn't because I'm anything special. It's because all of us are created that way. We have the kingdom of heaven is within us. And the presence of God is beating our heart and breathing our breath every single day. And most of us are oblivious to it. We think it's just automatic, like it's some machine or something. But there's divine intelligence operating in our body all the time. You just look at the amazing things it does, you know. Digests our food, pumps all the blood through our system. 60,000 miles of blood vessels. I can't even imagine how they figured that out. But science tells me that 60,000 miles of blood vessels. And my this intelligence takes care of all of those roads. Think about that, 60,000 miles of roads. Talk to anybody that works on the road, see if they can handle that. You know? Yeah, it's probably more roads than there are in the whole country, you know? And just that alone. You know, never mind all the blood that's pumping through there and sending nutrients to every cell and every organ in our body. It's amazing. And yet I'm oblivious to that power that's doing all that work. And I just think that, oh, my back hurts today, you know. And it's going to be hot. It's insane when you think about it. So thank you, God, for another day and another opportunity. And I hope you're taking the opportunity to have that conversation today. Thanks for listening.